Welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I hope you guys are doing great tonight. First off, I want to tell you to please go to Barnes & Noble. Check out my book that I wrote. It's an autobiography. And it's a short book. It's only 4 chapters. So, right now it's only available online at Nook and eBook. It's called Living with Fibromyalgia and How It Affected My Life. So check that out. Hopefully I'll have it into book form here in the next couple of weeks. That'll be a good thing. And don't forget about my YouTube channel at Abe's Front Porch Talk, A-B-E apostrophe S, Front Porch Talk. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel there. In September, I will be starting season 2 about the middle of September. I can't believe this is going on a second season. It has been great. I've had my ups and downs podcasting and doing YouTube videos. I've had a lot of grief about it, but I enjoy what I do. I've gotten compliments from a lot of people, and it's therapy. So I'm going to try to start doing some stuff like paranormal research, hopefully, come in season 2. And I did some in season 1, but I'm hoping to even do some YouTube videos about paranormal. But before my mind gets wandering too far off, I'm trying to place what days I want to do a podcast on. And I'm thinking about podcasting twice a week. And I just don't know what day and what time I am wanting to set this up. So I may even change my time from being doing this late at night to around, you know, sometimes in the afternoon or in the late evening. Still not 100% sure. Also, I have not done a YouTube video since July. I've had a lot of issues going on and just going through some trials right now. I got sick one reason and still trying to overcome the sickness. Hopefully, I'm getting better. And I'm taking some antibiotics for the illness. So, the antibiotics that I took in July, the doctor said she didn't think it was enough to help with what's troubling me. But anyways, moving on. The paranormal, I like to get into this because I have experienced some paranormal stuff in my life. And I know a lot of you are skeptics when it comes to paranormal investigations, but I'm going to tell you, this stuff is real. And I'm here to tell you, you skeptics, you'll be changing your mind if you ever had to experience or seen things that's not there, but it is there. And they will grow stronger on you and your family throughout the years. Some of you have spiritual gifts to see into the paranormal, but you think it's a lot of your imagination, and you don't realize that you're actually seeing what is actually there. I'm going to take a short break here, and I will get back with you guys here shortly. Thank you. Welcome back. Thank you for that short break. Okay, folks. Now, I ended the first bit of this podcast there on that break talking about paranormal and saying that I experienced some things. And to you skeptics, you will experience this. And there are those who have the gift to see into the spiritual realm. And you just don't realize it because you think it's your imagination. Well, you know, there are so many people in this world who are skeptics. And some are scared to say anything because they believe if they say what they've seen, their family may try to put them away or take them to a psychiatrist and try to have them ruled as being schizophrenia or some type of mental disorder, saying they're seeing and hearing things that's not actually there. And I've talked about this before in some podcasts that your psychiatrist or your medical doctors, they do not know how to handle spiritual gifts. So they have a diagnosis for this because they either do not believe or they don't think it's true that you can actually see into the supernatural realm. But you can. And talking about my experiences, and I want to tell you what I have experienced. And I believe this is what I'm going to start doing, is talking about my experiences through the paranormal. And I remember when I was a little child, me and my stepbrother were laying in the living room floor of our old house. And our parents were in bed. And it was late at night. And we had these toys. And I had a monster truck back in the 90s. And my stepbrother had a little car. And I think it was more like it wasn't a little car. I think it ran off a remote control, but it was wireless. And the monster truck I had, I don't know if you folks can remember in the early 90s, these trucks, they were pretty good size, but it was remoteless and it had a gear shifter on the back. You put it in forward or you put it in reverse. So we had our toys in the living room and facing the living room door coming out of our hallway into the living room. And sorry, I kind of said that backwards. And we were laying there, and all of a sudden, our toys, they rolled from the hallway to the living room door and back from the living room door back in front of the hallway where we had them. Scared both of us, and we took off running and we jumped into bed with our parents. We woke both of them up. They would not believe us, but it was true. It is there. Even till this day, you know, they're like, there's no way you were little, you know. You had to be dreaming or your imagination just got away from you. But a lot of people, if they don't experience certain things, they don't know what is going on. And there are many children who are trying to explain to their parents that what they have seen or heard or even experienced, and the parents will not believe them. And when you do this, you're feeding this entity, and it makes that entity stronger because the parents finally get to a point where they want to punish the child or yell at their child and say, you need to stop this. You know there's nobody there. You know this person is not your friend. Or you know you did not see this. So stop telling people what had happened. For it did not take place. And it did take place. And then sometimes the parents will end up experiencing a supernatural that they don't know how to explain. And then they know their child was telling the truth. But when you are in a situation like I am, where the parents never have experienced a supernatural, and if they did, they don't talk about it, or that it was something that happened one time, and they really forget about that one experience. And they start thinking and telling themselves there had to be a reason that caused this supernatural experience, when there was never anything that caused it. They have talked themselves out of sin or saw what had actually happened. Anyways, I've got so much to tell you on the supernatural that you guys just don't even know. And I think this is going to be an awesome podcast in the next few weeks. Remember, I did a podcast back last year when I first started in season one talking about Hugging Molly, werewolves, and some more others. But I did not write those stories. I found them online. And I've mentioned this in my episodes too, in other episodes. Maybe not all of them, but some. I found those stories to read and share with you guys because I knew this is what people like, and all the mythical creatures. Now, I've not experienced anything mythical creatures like a leprechaun or anything to that sort of extent, but the supernatural I have. And some of the supernatural stories I can tell you will make the hair stand up on your arms. And what you see in these movies, like, you know, Ed and Lorraine Warren, we all know they're famous people. We know about the work they have done over the years. And a lot of their stuff is real and it's true. And they have experienced this. And a lot of the things that their clients have went through, the people they helped, is similar to what I have experienced. Not as bad as some have, but in some ways. Just the toys of mine and my stepbrothers is just one of the supernatural experiences since I was a child. And I believe that was the first time I had ever experienced a supernatural was with my toy car or truck going from the hallway to the front door and back in the exact same place now. And when they rolled, when my stepbrother's toy car and my toy truck rolled, they stayed side by side. They never got ahead of each other. And even when they rolled back, they stayed side by side. That one, I still have not figured out what that was, why that happened, and what entity is in behind it. Now, I do believe what happened, that this supernatural entity, if it was good or evil, which I think it may have been evil, because it was trying to get our attention, and it may wanted one or both of us, and it could have been that it just wanted one of us, and that's its way of trying to get our attention to possess our bodies and latch onto us. This is how a lot of possessions take place. Parents don't believe their children, and then their children finally get so tired that arguing with their parents that they finally tell the thing, yes, I accept you, and they become possessed. For this evil entity will finally reveal itself in due time, and it will start talking. Remember, there's a movie called The Exorcism. That is even based on a true story. And there's so many ways people can get possessed. And, you know, with my car, that's an easy way of possession. I could accept that entity any time in my life, but I refused. And does it still torment me today? Yes, it does. It was later in life when I realized it was evil, as the older I've gotten. But I'll tell more about that next week's podcast. Next time your child tells you, or someone you know, even if they're an adult, tells you that they're experiencing supernatural stuff in their house, you better listen to them and maybe help them find someone like an exorcist to come into their home and bless their home or help them in a way that needs to be helped. Not all of this is mental problems. Just know that these things are real. Hopefully next week will be better podcasting on this paranormal. I've been under the weather again this week and on strong antibiotics. So hopefully I'll get back to my YouTube videos. And we will just have a great time. Thank you for listening to Abe's Front Porch Talk. Hope you guys are having a great night. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with others. Thank you.